Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, everyone, welcome.
Good morning, afternoon.
Or evening.
Depending where you are on the planet.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
That's the name of the show. And that's not a bad idea. If we could just be here in our lives rather than worry about the future or how we're going to get what we think we need in order to be happy. Well,
if
today,
you're being here, money,
success, and happiness, the art of being wealthy, that's what we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Shai and I have been talking about it as we were preparing for the show, and we realized once again that being here is really the key to all three of these things. If you want to be able to create money, if you want to be successful, if you want to be happy, in fact, you can be very, quote, successful from outside as people looking at you from the outside, but
you
the
know,
experience of success is something different.
Right. Having material possessions doesn't make you feel wealthy. You don't have the experience of well-being just because you have stuff. You know, I got a lot of stuff. And what I realize is the more stuff I get, the more cluttered my life becomes with stuff.
If you look around, I'll bet you have a lot of stuff in your environment that you own. In fact, a lot of your stuff is probably not even put away in its rightful place. Oh my goodness, we're all stuff owners.
But not only that.
What?
You had the idea that the stuff was going to make you happy.
Absolutely.
So look, there are a few things we need to talk about.
The first is that Shai and I finish each other's sentences. If you're new to our style, we'd like to warn you that right up front.
Second is we're not going to try to change you or fix you or make you better in any way. Our approach is not psychological. It's not about there's something wrong that needs to be fixed. Our approach is about you discovering how to live your life directly, which takes care of all that psychological stuff. Our approach might be called anthropological, where you look and see what is from a non-judgmental place, where you look and see how it is that you operate into life rather than beating on yourself for how you think you ought to be operating into life.
Ah, that is so common. So, you know, Monday Night Alive, in case you're not familiar, in New York City, when we are in the area, we do a course on Mondays called Monday Night Alive.
That's in New York.
And we were talking with all the people who showed up on Monday, and it was really a lovely evening. And there was a young woman who was there for the first time. She was talking about how she's hard on herself for things, and she felt like that was something that she was particularly singular in.
It was unique to her.
And we looked around and we talked to people and we asked the question, if you do five really good things in a day, what you would consider successful things, and you did one thing that you considered a mistake or a big boo-boo, when you go to bed at night, which are you more likely to reply? And virtually everybody in the room said the thing that they would replay is most likely the thing that they considered a failure. Most of us, our minds are trained to be hard on ourselves. It degrades your sense of well-being, your sense of being wealthy. So today we're going to talk about the ins and outs of returning you to your center so that you can experience well-being as a lifestyle.
What we're going to really talk about today is listening.
Absolutely.
Listening. We're going to ask you to put on your listening ears. I stole that phrase. I stole it from Judge Judy. Now, some of you around the planet don't know who she is. That doesn't really matter, but she's got a television show.
And some of you may have stole it from your first grade teacher. It doesn't really matter. Put on your listening ears.
See, most of us listen to see whether we agree or disagree or already know what's being said, but we don't listen to hear what's being said from the person's point of view, the person speaking point of view. So see if you can listen today, because listening is an amazing talent that most of us have not been trained in. That's why Ariel and I do a course called The Art of Listening, and as a matter of fact, we just did that course in Hamburg, Germany, this past weekend. Is that past weekend?
Eight days ago,
something like that.
Yeah.
That 10 days ago.
Right.
In any event, we just did The Art of Listening in Hamburg, and we want to say hello to those people in Europe that joined us. We had people there from 7 different countries. We had them from Germany, of course, which was the host country, but Switzerland, Austria, England, France, the United States, and South Africa.
It was a really, really a lovely series of events there, and we were investigating the art of listening.
And Seppo, if you're listening in South Africa,
hello,
we're waving.
And, you know, it occurs to us that as you bring yourself into the moment through your ears, satisfaction is a byproduct
of getting into this moment.
You know, I had this thought a moment ago, Shia.
What was that?
I was thinking about how this past weekend Shia and I went to Lambertville, which is a nearby town to us, and we were driving our Prius. And our Prius is a really fun car to drive because it gives you instantaneously your energy consumption, and it goes back and forth. It's a hybrid, so it goes back and forth between the electric engine and the gasoline engine.
And the battery.
And the battery. So basically, we were watching to see what our consumption was. And it was very interesting to see how it mirrored life. Because you can hurry, you can time it so that you're not really present and you rush to get up to speed and then you rush ahead and you get right behind the car in front of you and you step on your brake because you're not paying attention and you burn so much energy. But if you are there, you can pull out into traffic in a manner that is elegant and seamless. You can drive in a way that doesn't have to go stop and go generally. And our consumption there was really fun.
We went over 50 miles and didn't use a gallon of gas.
And I was thinking about that in terms of money, success, and happiness, because I think oftentimes people burn so much of their resources because they're not really where they are when they're there, and so then they have to hurry up and play catch-up, or they have to slow down because they're over-revved. And today, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, but what we talk about is less important than you slowing down
and getting into this moment of now. Now, if you have your listening ears on, you'll be able, your ears will pull you if you're listening. See, here's the thing. There are three simple ideas about instantaneous transformation or principles. The first one is anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So anything that you've been disagreeing with in your life, the way your life has been showing up, that dominates your life. That's the first principle. The second is, you can only be doing exactly what you're doing in any moment of now. In other words, you can only do one thing at a time, really. Those people who think they multitask, they are switching from one thing to another, but you can only deal with one thing in each moment. And if you are listening to this show, rather than listening to this show whilst you are filling out a crossword puzzle or listening to this show while watching television, if you actually listen to this show and only do that while you're listening to this show, your life will transform. It's about that simple.
Now, obviously, if you have this in your MP3 player and you're listening while driving your car,
keep driving.
So, you know one other thing? I'm sorry I got diverted, but I have to say, thank you all once again. In this past month, our show was number one on the Voice America Network again, and that is due to all of you who...
Telling your friends about us so they find out that we exist. Hey, there is a possibility to have a brilliant life in this lifetime.
In fact, your sense of well-being is very supportable. Have you noticed that if you start listening to the radio or watching television and all the news about the economic up and downs, and I know that this is also in Europe because Europe's been going through
their version of global. It's global, Ariel. Mm-hmm. It's happening in the East
and the West.
Right, so it's everywhere.
But if you focus on that, you will set yourself up for a sense of panic.
You ever notice how you're listening to a song on the radio, and then the song goes off, but it plays on in your head, sometimes for hours?
So,
well, it's the same thing with these sound bites that come across the news broadcasts about the dire state of our planet, or potentially so.
But worrying is going back to the past or off to the future. Worrying does not set you up for creating money, for being successful, and it certainly doesn't make you happy. So today, throughout this show, we are going to be playing around with what it takes to experience well-being. Well-being, the art of being wealthy. And we are really, really happy you're here with us today. One little thought we want to just put in your heads before we go on our commercial break, which is coming up soon, is the idea that reality is a function of agreement.
An agreement alone. If enough people think something is true, it becomes true by their agreement.
So, we'll come back. We'll discuss that when we get back. And come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
We all want to be fulfilled in all kinds of ways, to be joyful, at peace, and fully alive. And it all starts with awareness, creating a consciousness-based life. Now there's a radio show that helps you live that life. Listen for Live with the Lights On with host Katie Manna. Each week's show will help you create more satisfying relationships, increase your self-esteem, and your own inner sense of peace. Live with the Lights On is heard every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Create your own life with the lights on.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, time will speak. Welcome back.
Okay, welcome back. And we'll say it one more time.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
Okay, reality. We were talking about reality. See, most of us don't realize that our reality is based in what we know and what other people agree on. Because, see, human beings are the product of the culture they were raised in. And so your reality is based in that culture, whatever the culture was that you're raised in. And so your ideas of what success is and happiness is and is determined, it's derived culturally. What is your idea of success? That's a good question to ask yourself. What would make you feel successful?
I mean, if you think to yourself, no, I am not a product of my culture, all you have to do is take a look at fashion. If you look at whether you wear pleated pants or straight pants or tight pants or low-waisted or high-waisted or
cowboy boots,
that is all a function of what's in fashion. I mean, how many of you ever wear checkers on type with, you know, stripes on the bottom? You have learned what to be happy wearing.
Checkers, that's plaid, right?
Yeah, like a plaid with a, you know, zebra stripes on top and plaid on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
That's how they used to always do it when we had our conference center in Bali. I was always would walk out and I'd see some of the things they were wearing. And
you mean the Balinese people?
Yeah, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, and I realized that I had a sense of what looked good based on how I'd been programmed. So,
and so our reality, if you listen, like if you're addicted to listening to the news, well, then your reality is based in what you hear there because there's enough agreement, and then you go through these ups and downs with the stock markets and the
bailouts
and the environment and who's going to be the president and all the stuff that drives you crazy, and you miss your life. See, you can either be in your life in this moment, or you can be worrying about what isn't here. Now, that's an interesting idea.
I like that.
But what is here is Stephanie,
who's on the line with us.
She's calling in from
Hamburg in Germany.
Hi, Hamburg. Hi,
hey.
Stephanie.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Oh, we can hear you.
Oh, good. I was listening to you, and I just, I've been on the weekend workshop in Hamburg, Germany with you 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you started talking about it, my heart just went out to you and all the people who've been there.
Good.
And how can I say that? I never felt so well in my life like the last days since you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you. Thanks for doing it. Don't blame it on us, though.
Right. It's just like things have been far more peaceful than I have ever.
That's great.
Yeah. And still from time to time, it's like, I don't know, to me it looks like out of the blue. It starts like complaining while nothing is wrong in my life, you know, but it's just like everything is fine, and then the voice in my head goes like, oh no, I don't want to do this. A thing that a minute before was wonderful. And
you know, Stephanie, I woke up actually thinking about you this morning, and I didn't realize, obviously, that we were speaking, but I just woke up thinking about you. It was something that came to me during the night. And it may be a roundabout answer to the question you're sort of asking, which I'm assuming you're asking, how come you lose your sense of well-being and all of a sudden start complaining?
Right.
And Sean and I were discussing it also on the break. And I see that there are two factors. And
right.
It's actually one factor, but it shows up in multiple ways. That is your competition. You're competitive to be on top and be better than everyone else.
Well, not only that, you compete with your husband.
Wow.
Have you noticed that?
Yes. Well, now that you say it, I wasn't so aware of it, but yes, it makes sense.
I mean, you both bring in two different income streams into your family, but I'll bet you don't just look and see you're happy what you make, you're happy what he makes. There's a certain comparison that goes on between the two that's competitive in nature in your thought processes.
That is true. That is very true. Rana is bringing in more than I do, mostly.
And doesn't it really burn you that he makes more than you do?
Yes, it's
especially
true.
Since you're such a creative person.
But see, it's not only with your husband, Reiner. We had dinner with a number of people on Monday night before we left Hamburg, and you were there.
Right.
And we were having a conversation over the table, and the conversation ranged lots of different topics, and it somehow came up that there was somebody there who had gained a significant amount of weight.
Yeah.
And we were talking to them about the discussion came up about, gee, maybe it's time to handle it or take a look at it. And we were talking about our friend Amy, who had lost weight on, she'd lost 38 pounds on Weight Watchers.
In about a 6-month period.
And that it was very easy. And you piped up. You spoke up. You were sitting next to Shai and you said, yes, I've gone on Weight Watchers and I just lost 6 pounds.
Yes, I remember that.
It was an interesting thing because it wasn't like, yes, I'm doing it myself. I've lost 6 pounds. It's easy. I'll show you how to do it. We can do it together. It actually effectively stopped the conversation. It was a look how much better than you I am doing and put your attention on me kind of conversation.
Now, look, this is really the good news, Stephanie. Because if you see it, you realize that this is the culture you were raised in, and you've been mechanically living your life in that culture, which is not a very satisfying place to live, but it's the only thing we know growing up in the cultures we grow up in, so that we act out the way people relate or taught us to relate growing up. Now, you're not that person anymore. If you see it, that's the third principle of instantaneous transformation. We never got to that. Well, here we are. If you see it and you don't judge what you see, so the third principle says anything that you see and don't judge completes itself the moment you see it. So if you see this competitive nature, it will complete itself if you're not trying to get rid of it. That's the first principle. Anything you don't like, disagree with, sticks around. Well, anything you're trying to change, that's why we have our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work.
The three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life.
That's why we wrote that book, because working on yourself keeps what you're working on around. So it's a kind of a paradox, you know, how to be with your life in a way that things complete themselves without your preferences jumping in and coloring how you interact with life.
See, There's a difference between change and transformation. We outline it. We talk about it a lot
in our book.
In fact, by the way, all of you, if you go up on Amazon and you go to look up the book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, there are two covers. The one that's dark with a guy walking into fire is the old edition. The new edition put out by McGraw-Hill has kind of a light blue-green cover. It's beautiful. You should look for that edition because it has all the expanded information. So there's a difference between change and transformation, and one of the things, Stephanie, is from time to time on the change side is when you are going for your survival, and transformation includes your survival, but it's not based in your survival. And I think from time to time you forget how wealthy you are, and you forget to be a community leader. It doesn't occur to you that you might have something to offer the person next to you, like support in their new way of eating.
Right. Yes, it didn't. When, now you said it, I can actually feel that the room fell flat when I said it on Monday night.
Right. So then, if you're looking at what starts you complaining, then basically you've forgotten who you are. You've forgotten to make a difference in the lives of the people around you.
If you're complaining, you're no longer in the current moment of now. Because complaints are comparisons to what is in opposition to what you think would be better than what you have in this moment. So the game is, as soon as you notice you're complaining, in order to have noticed it, you have to be back. Then you have a choice whether to stay back or go back off into your complaints. Your complaints have no power in your life because what you complain about doesn't change. If you notice that, if you could transform your life by complaining about your life, well, then it would be great. But you can't do that.
But complaints are a form of resistance. You're resisting something.
You're resisting what is. You think you should be doing something different, more, or better with your life than you are.
And complaining about it actually keeps it around. Speaking of keeping around,
we want to keep you around.
You available to come back after the break?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Everybody.
All right. We're going to be taking a break now. We'll speak a little more with Stephanie when we come back. And don't you miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Do you ever feel that you would love to have your very own all-knowing guide on tap 24/7? Well, you can. It's called your intuition. Learn how to trust your inner voice. Come and explore with Natasha Rosewood the power of your intuition and how you can use it now to bring more success and joy to your world. Join Natasha on her radio show, I Think I'm Psychic. And you can be too. Every Tuesday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network. Anything is possible.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her.
Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Okay, welcome back. We are back, and Stephanie is with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. So complaints are something, it's a form of a resistance. And so if you're complaining,
then you're disagreeing with the way your life is showing up in that moment.
Yeah, that makes sense. It also makes sense with what you said before, that I'm competitive, because it often comes with, when I have a thought like, I should do this better or faster or something like that.
Yeah, you're even competitive with yourself. So you don't allow yourself the success of completing a project. You think you should have done it better or sooner or got it over with quicker.
Yes, right.
Really love that, Shia.
What's that?
Well, what you just said, because our minds are structured like a machine.
Right.
And when you say that, so that structure is played out externally. She competes with other people, but it's played out internally.
Right.
And it competes with itself.
Right.
And so if Stephanie brings awareness, a non-judgmental seeing to how that plays out, so that she's not listening to that internal conversation as if
as
it's true.
As though it's her.
Mm-hmm.
Then she can start to disengage from that mechanical way of relating to life, and then life becomes satisfying. You see, look, machines aren't satisfied. You know, your car isn't satisfied. When you turn it on, it doesn't say, oh, that was a satisfying start. Wow, what an ignition I just had. You know? Machines aren't satisfied. They're not satisfiable either. Your mind is a machine. And when you misidentify yourself with the thought process that you live in as though that thought process is you, then you're not going to be satisfied because a machine cannot be satisfied.
However, as you engage in what you're actually doing, when you're being here, satisfaction is a byproduct.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah. Thanks, guys. That's very, I just feel like you put a big light on.
Excellent.
Good.
So enjoy.
And live in the light.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Stephanie.
May the light be with you.
Thank you. We will.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye.
I think I'm feeling Stephanie-ish.
You're feeling Stephanie-ish?
Yeah.
Why, we have another Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
We have another Stephanie on the line. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, here's also Stephanie from Hamburg.
Uh-huh.
We have two Stephanies from Hamburg.
So lovely.
I love when in the beginning of the show you talked about, I was focusing on money, success, and happiness, and then you talked about listening. And I started listening the whole half hour and totally forgot working on my problem.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And so let me ask you something about this, quote, problem.
Yeah.
Has it changed in any way?
When I was listening, it didn't exist.
Oh, well, that's very interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, I digged it out again in the commercial break.
Is there something left over in your about this thing you've been considering a problem that you wanted to talk about?
It doesn't feel as a problem anymore. At first, it was more a thing like I would love to be more relaxed about money, around mm-hmm. the topic of money.
Well, there's a few things you have to consider, Stephanie. And one of them is the people that you interact with in your life and their considerations about money.
For instance, what is your occupation?
I'm self-employed as a financial controller and as an accountant. So it's all about money, actually.
So
right.
I recall there was a while early on when we were talking to our friend who you know, Josh Blau, who's an incredible money manager, and he an accountant, CPA, he does our books and manages our companies in New York, and he was talking about how you could really tell how people went about their lives and what they thought about themselves by looking at how they handled their receipts, handled their books.
Handled their income tax.
That's so true.
And so when you get immersed in a person's books, you also get immersed in their mental structure and how they go about their lives.
Huh.
See, and again, yeah. The art of listening, if we're looking at listening again in terms of the art of being wealthy, if you start getting stressed internally about money and you're not paying attention to whose books you've been doing on, you'll believe those thoughts that it's you that's stressed about money, and your sense of satisfaction will go right out the window.
You know, I'm going to segue into
Please.
Our book,
mm-hmm.
Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the 3 simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. You know, we got an email from a young lady in Florida, and Ariel's going to read it to us right now because it's very interesting. It's about this book of ours and how it can affect people's lives.
So, you ready, Stephanie?
Yes, please.
This woman's name is Johan, and she wrote, "Thank you for writing Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. I work in a bookstore on the weekend and go to school, a math and physics double major during the week. I saw your book while working last Sunday. The 3 principles of transformation was written on the back cover. I read those 3 short sentences and experienced an instant transformation before I even opened the book. It's just Thursday, and so far this has been the best week I can remember, the details of which is much too long for the short email. I never experienced anything like it. Thank you again." And her name is Johan. She's from South Florida. I don't know if she's listening to the show, but if you are, thank you, Johan. It was lovely to get that email from you. But
where I'm going with this is, you know, it doesn't take much to have your reality shift or transform. What it does is seeing things from a different perspective or a different way of looking at life. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I did not grow up in a family that had a lot of money. Money was not easy to come by, and I remember many times the expression, when I wanted something, hearing back from my request, it would go like, "Well, money doesn't grow on trees."
Yeah.
You know? Well, you can have, some people have money be easy. You know, it's easy to come by, it comes to them easily. Other people, money is very, very, very difficult to get. They
yeah.
have to work hard and they don't get it. Even if they work hard, they don't make much. And their life is a complaint about not having enough money. But you know something? Money doesn't produce satisfaction or well-being or happiness. And I promise you that because I've met a lot of people with a lot of money that are missing the well-being and satisfaction part of the equation.
Yeah, my job, I also get in contact with a lot of rich people and a lot of people who are not so rich, and it's all, it has nothing to do with the money situation in the end, how good they feel.
Yeah, you can be miserable and be poor, or miserable and be rich, but it doesn't make any difference. When you're miserable, it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. Now, it doesn't matter how much whatever the stock market is doing. If you're miserable, you're miserable. And
yeah,
those things don't exist. The idea of well-being does not exist if you're, and it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can't buy happiness.
You know, yesterday I was out in the world and doing things, and I went to buy dinner, and I picked up Shine. I had a lovely dinner. He made us a salmon dinner. It was yummy. And I was standing in line to pay for the groceries, and there was a man in front of me, and he was obviously a laborer. You could see the dirt under his nails and his work-roughened hands, and he got out his wallet, and it had Velcro, and he opened it up, and he carefully counted out the money. And what he was buying was 12 or a dozen yellow roses and a card. And I couldn't see what the card said because he had it turned out so it could be scanned. But he was holding them with such reverence and so carefully. And I knew that it was somebody's anniversary or somebody's birthday. And he was bringing, and my sense was it was his wife, and he was bringing a gift. And there was such wealth in that moment. And I realized then also when I went to a different store and a really old man walked in and with such dignity said, "Do you sell women's handkerchiefs?" And the man who he asked was very taken aback because it's not something that's really standard these days as a part of fashion. But he, with such reverence, directed the man to an area of the store where he might be able to find it. And there was just something with so much dignity in both of those interactions. I was telling Shai about it last night, and I started to cry, and I am close to now. There's something about giving and taking care of other human beings that is really, really the root of being wealthy. And I was just very touched by the dignity in these two people.
Mm.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
Sharing transformation, letting people know the possibility of having a fantastic life in this moment rather than someday, that's a gift that you have the ability to give, Stephanie.
Yeah.
You available to come back after the break?
Yes, I am.
Come on back, everyone.
We'd love to speak with you.
Don't miss being here.
Thank you.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever-present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're going to waste energy in your home, I'm going to pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
And back to Being Here with Stephanie from Hamburg.
Hi, Stephanie.
Like I already said, at the beginning of the show, you talked of listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have been at this wonderful workshop 10 days ago in Hamburg, The Art of Listening.
Right.
And, you know, it's so true. I realized that's the key to everything. For example, in my business with money and with my clients, it's not just handling their books and their finances. If I'm not listening, I'm not as skillful as I really am. If I only do the technical things and I don't listen what they really need and what's important for them, it's not really fulfilling, not for them and not for me.
That is so true. You know, so much of our day is interactions with other people.
But so much of our day, we are so driven for the future to do things out there. We're going somewhere, so we're never really where we are, never really listening to the people around us, or rarely. I won't say never. I did say never. Well, maybe never. Rarely, for sure.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, I can feel it in my heart that I miss something, even if I cannot put the finger on it, if I just went out and was in contact with people and worked with them. I did not listen. It's like life has gone by and I have not been a part of it.
Have you found a difference in yourself since attending The Art of Listening?
I feel much calmer and it's much easier. I work for different people and I have been in contact, I would say, last week with 4 or 5 companies that are all very different. And with every company, there was a kind of relaxation in interaction, and it was very easy. All the problematic things were just easily to handle, and it was just very relaxing.
Well, this weekend in New York City, we are doing The Art of Listening. Now, it's going to be a different course than the one we did in Hamburg, because it won't be translated. But it will be a different course because there will be different people, and we've transformed since this morning.
And we have people coming in from all over, from Texas and Colorado and Connecticut and, of course, New Jersey, always New Jersey, and just around the world, lots of different places, including Switzerland. So it is not too late to come and join us, everyone. And so I am personally, on behalf of Shia and myself, making an invitation to you. And also, since Shia and I listened ourselves this past week to one of our Being Here radio shows, because there was information that we wanted to hear again that we had with one of our guests. I realize that sometimes some of you may be listening to this, and it may not be current. It may not be The Art of Listening this week. But you should go up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and see what's current. We invite you. Oh, by the way, one last promotional thing, and I know, Stephanie, you're already included in this. We do longer courses in Costa Rica in January, and we have spaces for 130 people, and we have 122 spaces filled, so there are very few spaces left. If you want to come with us this year, you should come and join us. I may have my numbers incorrect, but all I know is we only have 8 spaces left. I think I do have that incorrect.
Right.
But so if you want to join us, you should be making your plans soon, and you need to come to a weekend. Sorry.
That's right. To join us as a in Costa Rica, there's a prerequisite that you join us at one of the workshops we do for a weekend in New York.
So I really liked what you were saying, Stephanie, about being relaxed, because it shows in your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
But now you say it, I get it, have a tension on my voice, and it's relaxed, yeah.
How are things with your boyfriend?
Nice.
Well, that's good.
I'm on our next International Tuesday call on November 11th.
Right.
You will hear both of us.
Lovely.
We're looking forward to it.
That's it. You know, I love that you say that things with your boyfriend are going well and work is going well. Oftentimes.
Well, especially for women, it's really difficult to have both of those things operating simultaneously. You know, the relationship working well and their job working well. Usually it's a lot easier to have your job working well than to have your job working well when you have a relationship.
I can remember the years before I met you. That sounds very familiar for that time.
Right.
You can have one work, but not both.
One thing was a mess, but it could never be both could be good. It was out of reality.
Hey, I just want to say it again. I know we spoke about it while we were on with you, Stephanie, and earlier, but I really encourage everyone to get your copies of Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. And you can get them on the Internet. You can get them at our courses. I know they sell them discounted at Barnes & Noble. And also discounted at
Amazon.
And if you want to buy them from us, we're doing a promotion. Buy any 4 items, get the 5th for no charge. So you can, if you want to buy multiple holiday gifts, they are really an excellent gift. And I just want to encourage everybody because this book is so good, it's not to be missed.
I have it already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's
yes, and you're helping to get it translated, so they're doing a new version in Germany as well, right?
That's very exciting. It will be printed in February, and it's exciting to have transformation also happening everywhere, in Germany, in the United States, all over the world. I love that.
I love it, too. You know, what I really like is we went and looked up on Amazon DE, the German Amazon site today, and we saw that our relationship book there is doing incredibly well.
Yeah, it's always ranking on the first places of all relationship books they sell on Amazon. I love to watch that.
Well, I don't know if you heard, but maybe you did. Our show is the number one show on this network now.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
We're proud of you, too. You know, everybody, share what's possible. We were talking about it earlier, that reality is a function of agreement. You can certainly share complaints like a flu in your office environment. You can sneeze your complaints on your friends and your families, but you can also share transformation. It's a communicable ease.
And not disease, ease. You know, the truth is all that matters in your life is this moment of your life. The past doesn't matter. The future doesn't matter. If you're not here, well, the past has gone by already, and the future hasn't gotten here yet. So it's about, and when it does, it will be here as a moment of now. And there's this paradox, you know, that the past doesn't matter. But you know it does. It matters. How you're doing today may be comma from how you were behaving in your life a week ago, a month ago. And so we suggest that you get engaged in your life in this moment, and then you'll have a magnificent life.
Stephanie, thanks for being here. Thanks, everyone.
For joining us today.
We'll be back next week, so come on back, everyone.
And please don't miss
being here.
hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.